Welcome to the cult of Ian, you cocksucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Very funny guy, good friend of mine. Please welcome on stage Mr. Ian Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. Ian.
It's great, everybody's spread out. It's like a buckshot. Laughter will hit somewhere. Kids and animals both really like me. And my girlfriend thinks it's because they can sense that I'm a good person. But I think it's that they're fucking retarded and that they don't know any better. Who's ever asked a kid or an animal for their opinion on anything that matters? Don't be fooled by that. Kids are too trusting. Terrible shit happens. There was a story in the news about a guy, he raped a one-year-old, and then he murdered it, and then he got caught. How do you not know how to get rid of the body of a one-year-old? Like this fucking bitch. You could have swept that under a rug and avoided jail time for at least 6 months. You have a blender. Oh, shit. You probably could have poured it into a bottle of Pantene. If it's got a frappe option, you probably could have squeezed that kid back into a tube of toothpaste. Nobody ever would have been the wiser than you fuck that kid. You idiot. I just had a two-year-old. That's a body. A two-year-old's the size of a small person. A lot harder to get rid of, unless you have a wood chipper, or an old barrel laying around, or an open fridge to put them in. I thought it would be fun. Pedophiles, man, they're like terrorists. Like they just don't get it. You shouldn't do that to people. What is there not to get? Life is precious. Stop doing that to other things that are alive. Just stop it with blowing up and touching things. And with terrorists and like freedom fighters, the rebels, they're rebelling against something. And to rebel, something had to pre-exist that you're not happy with. And in most cases, that's our foreign policy. Now I have a day job. When something happens and I don't like it, I have a union rep, I have a manager, I have an HR person. There's a lot of channels for me to have my voices heard. When terrorists are upset, they have missiles and tanks and vests. Some of their vests are made out of C4. That's a terrible vest option. I would never wear that vest. It clashes with my desire to not explode. But the point is, like, they have a grievance. They're trying to have their voice heard, and somehow they've gone from union rep to arms dealer. And I don't want to point any fingers, but I feel like there might be some sort of communication problem that we need to work on so they don't have to kill people. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I look good.
Ian Ellis dropping in to do his pedophile hunk, huh? Thanks, Ian.
Thank you.
weird shit just keeps happening. I learned something about the government from a felon. The smartest jokes of the night. This shit was amazing. This girl here that sniffs people at yoga, and she's here with a guy that's in a wheelchair. What the fuck did you meet at a charity walk? Rubbing it in that she could bend over, like his allergies are terrible. He can't smell shit. He's good, he might use shampoo or bathes. He's my friend. We paraphrase what Jack said before. Shut the fuck up. My father's dying. Not as much fun as the other stuff. It's weird because, like, my family's like the CIA. Like, they don't tell me shit. Like, my mother's from England and my father's from Jersey. So as a kid, I was taught that emotions should either be pushed down or be cooled mercilessly. So, like, anytime I ask questions, they either give me, like, half-truths or lies. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And the reason is they think that I'm too sensitive. I'm 6'1", I scowl when I'm happy. My family, they're like, don't tell him, he'll do stuff like try and spend time with us. They're not into that gay stuff. I don't know how it's gonna work, but I had a joke about how my mother's vagina, I think, makes me shake like a triangle. That's how committed she is to the Illuminati secrets. It probably would have been funny, but on my notepad, I just drew a picture of a triangle. Supposed to be my mother's vagina or mine. I haven't been in there in a while. You guys like crowd work? My father's dying. He has lymphoma. Pretty much of the everything. Some people, like, there's warning signs, and you catch it, maybe there's treatment, but we get it, it's just everywhere, and they're like, how come you haven't seen a doctor in 10 years? Like, seriously, a dentist could have caught this, you haven't seen anybody? I've never seen cancer of the tooth fillings. You like Trump in this guy, about to be blah with the liberal horseshit. Alex went to school to be a lawyer, okay? He wanted to get involved with social justice, helping people. And then around 23, 24, he's like, fuck it, I'll be a comedian. So if you vote twice a year, you're more involved in politics than he is. And he went to school for that shit. So blah, 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 you need an education. What the fuck is he doing? Didn't see him at the protests or the rallies. You are a piece of shit, though. My father loves Trump as The Apprentice. I don't think he'd vote for him even though he's always been a Republican. Because he'd have to live through it. But now that he's dying, he might do it just to have a go at it. One of those things, but yeah, he really is dying, and it's like, I would love to ask him for advice, like, how do you deal with burying your father, but his dad is still alive, piece of shit, so showed no signs of dying, dad is 62, my grandfather is made out of smog, demon. Like you're worried about it, the fear of the loss and like all the sadness you're gonna feel, but you don't really have to worry about that because before you have a chance to start mourning, the bill collectors are gonna show up and they're gonna get in line to take advantage of you. And that's what I go for. That's the real. Head nod comedian. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. father, and something that was funny to me is like something that happened to me as a kid. Like he was talking about some gay shit, and like when I was a kid, like we had the faggot talk. Like today, you would have like a summit of sexual and gender norms and a positive safe space to explore options and pamphlets. And my dad, when he thought I was a twinkle toes, he sat me down and grilled me because he was worried I was a little too light in the loafers around his friends. They were making fun of me. Like, hey Don, I think you got one of those faggot kids. And in the 80s, you would sit down and have that conversation. It wasn't, it's not PC now, but that was my childhood. Fuck you, it's my childhood, he's dying. But he was like, he sat me down, he's like, you like boys? And I was like, yeah, I don't hate boys. Like, you like girls? I was like, icky. He's like, you want to kiss a boy? And I was like, no. And he's like, you want to kiss a girl? And I was like, no. He's like, well, what the fuck are you into? Squirrels? Trees? And we're like, what the fuck? That's a great. It all happened like my friend came over for a sleepover, we watched TV, and we shared a blanket. My dad saw that, we might as well have been blowing each other. Big concern in the 80s, thought I was going to hell. This was Reagan's Christianity. That guy. As a kid, I didn't want to be gay because I was worried that it would embarrass and shame my father. And as a teenager, I wished I was gay because I would have embarrassed and shamed my father. And now I'm 33 and divorced, and I think I might be into squirrels.